Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Drucker.
Mike Drucker, how are you?
I'm great. I wasn't expecting the sound. And when it came in, I was very happy.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very like sing-songy. We open it up with fanfare and you are here. And can I just tell you how much we've just enjoyed you dunking on idiots on Twitter?
Oh, thank you. Thank
Is
you.
It does it give you joy to just honestly?
I mean, the obliteration, it should be a fathead poster of you dunking on Ben Shapiro. I know.
That was chef's kiss, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. People were texting me about that like I sold a movie. Like I had professional successes that people were like, oh, hey, congrats. And that was like people I hadn't seen in 5 years being like, oh, man, you did it.
Yeah.
It's a tweet.
You're like, I'm not making money off this, but thank you.
I'm not making anything.
Thank you. It is great to pants that guy from time to time and just,
yes.
Or just point out that the guy's not wearing any clothes. It's just, it needs to be done mm-hmm. and it needs to be done craftily. And hey, I bet he didn't even know you were dunking on him and you nailed him.
Right. No, he definitely saw it and had to think about whether to respond or not. And I'm glad he didn't because I didn't want it to become that level of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of glad that I know he definitely saw it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also, you know, he constantly like talks about like sexuality and like how people get it wrong. And like he made that weird joke about how his wife says she's never, you know, been wet before.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you have a very fucked up view of sex.
Right. Right. Like you're just showing us all of your cards. It'd be like someone playing poker, but with the cards facing out. You're like, no, dude, that's not how you do it.
Right.
You're supposed to go the other way.
Sure.
I actually think on so many levels, like great writers like yourself, I would put Josh Gondelman in that category as a Twitter, you know, our buddy Jordan Rubin as a great writer.
I mean, I'm currently in a big heated Twitter thing as of us recording
with who?
This. With everyone, because I put out a simple tweet that maybe you guys can help with. I said, spell the abbreviation for the word casual. So how would you guys spell cash?
C-A...
Get ready to have your mind fall out of your head.
C-A-S-H?
This is the only time I've ever been... This is the only time I've ever been ratioed because I have way more responses than I do likes.
Oh.
Because people are arguing in a very fun way. It's a fun day on Twitter for that.
C-A-S.
But that's where you're going with Cass?
C-A-S.
I'm going to go with, weirdly, C-A-S-J.
Now, that's what I've seen a lot.
That's
one
good.
That I've seen a lot is...
C-A-S-U?
C-A-J... Z.
Cash.
No.
Cash. What about C A J H? I've seen that one a lot too.
Cash.
Cash.
No.
I'll accept H more than Z.
C A J.
One guy wrote C A T H E. And I wrote
Cash.
Cash. No, he wrote C H C H E. Cash.
Cash.
And I said, that's how Ellis spells it from the movie Die Hard. Bobby. Yeah. Cash.
Cachet. That's cachet. Who remind me of... anyway, I do think Twitter is a wonderful... When used correctly, is like a fantastic writer's weapon.
I mean, come on. Remind everybody of your favorite night on Twitter.
The night that Osama bin Laden was killed. It was one of my favorite nights on Twitter.
It was a comedian's like
banquet.
Like harvesting the field.
The greatest tweets ever about... I mean, it was just perfection capped by, as we said on the show before, Jonah Ray's, you know, RIP Osama bin Laden, now go make God laugh. Okay.
It's such a great joke.
It's so good. I do love it. And so I encourage everyone to follow you because you're amazing. So now let me ask you, just because you have been in beefs like this before and you've studied the world and just comment on it so beautifully, do you think the world has gotten dumber in the last few years, or are we just noticing
seeing more dumb?
It's a very nuanced discussion about dumb.
It's like shark attacks. There's the same amount every year, but about every 5 or 6 years, it seems like they're going nuts. But no, they're just
reporting,
you're just hearing about them.
Right. So, what do you think?
I think people are just as dumb as they've always been. Mm-hmm. However, overall, however, I think the confidence in stupid people has grown. So I think that, like, you know, like in the past, if you were an idiot and your doctor was like, you need to do this, you're like, well, you're the doctor, I guess I will.
Right.
And now if your doctor tells you to do something, you're like, you don't know what you're talking about. YouTube does. So right. I think there's more confidence in
I know more than you.
Fake news.
Right.
Fake
news. For some reason, I always go back to the Challenger explosion. Like, after the after the challenge, and I do this in all areas of my life. It's how I mark, like, how old I am and everything. Mm-hmm. But, like, after the Challenger exploded, if you didn't know that happened, everyone thought something of you. Like, how did you miss that? Now it's okay to not know the actual facts of the news. If after the Challenger exploded, you thought that there was some secret conspiracy by the government to kill those astronauts, you would be shamed into silence. But now you can go with that little harebrained idea and instantly find so many people who think you're onto something. So, well, dumb has never had more confidence.
So also, there's no agreed upon fact. So because we can't be like, you're wrong and you're right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
'Cause the people who are wrong just go, well, that's fake news. That's not the truth. And you go, well, okay, so now we have a whole bunch of people who aren't even playing the game right. They're on a different game. So they're never going to get smarter.
Ever.
They're not even going to approach the truth. It's not even an argument whether that's true or not. It's
So these, there's stories that happen in the world, Mike, and our great fans send them to Dan by email or by tweeting.
We got a fun, dumb one today.
At Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag dumppeopletown, and that lets them know where it comes
from. Who came first with it?
So let's just go. We got one. Let's jump in right now because we got you here.
Okay.
A little bit of fun, dumb, but definitely dumb nonetheless. Let's sent in by Liz Haggerty, at Liz Haggerty. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Liz.
I want to call her Gentleman Liz Haggerty.
Here we go. She might want it that way.
She might want it that way. I don't know.
They might want it that way.
Sure.
Bomb disposal experts were called out to a site on the outskirts of Birmingham. This comes from us from The Independent in the UK. We're called out to a site on the outskirts of Birmingham after an angler pulled grenades out of a river. Che Williams was using a magnet device in the River Tame near Sutton Coalfield in an effort to find an old fishing lure. Now, I don't want to say I already know this man through and through based off the fact that he is fishing for one lure that he lost.
Like, you can
he's fishing
get another
for the thing you fish with.
Yes. Yes.
Are you getting any bites? I don't know. It doesn't. It's not a real little thing.
That lure wasn't the last thing your grandfather handed you before he was killed by the guy that you just lost to in a wrestling match before you got your powers. There's no reason to be looking for this lure.
He's treating this fishing lure like it was the watch that Christopher Walken gave to Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. This did not live in your asshole for 20 years.
Have you ever seen someone recently? Have you seen someone with like a metal detector at a beach? I know that's so like hacky.
I haven't.
It's wonderful.
In fact, I feel like as a kid, I really wanted one, and my parents would, because I don't know if any of you ever subscribed to that magazine, Boys Life. Like, they almost made you subscribe 100%. To it in Cub Scouts.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
And they always had these ads for things like metal detectors and like a hover car that you built up like a lawnmower engine or something.
Yeah.
And my parents were broke, which I didn't really conceptualize at the time. So I thought they were just mean and didn't want me to have a metal detector.
Right.
Right.
But meanwhile, they cash fast. I saw a guy.
Well, wait a second. Had they let you get one, maybe they wouldn't be so broke.
Yes.
I'm sorry to judge your parents.
But here's the deal with this guy. It's not even a metal detector. I don't know if it's an upgrade or downgrade. He's magnet fishing. Do you guys know what this is?
So you put a magnet at the end of it.
A big magnet. It's like circular. And you tie it to like some rope stringish material.
And you drop it down and just gather everything that comes up.
And I'm pretty sure this has become wildly popularized because of TikTok. There's so many. There's magnet fishing. TikTok runs deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he is using a magnet lure to find a lure. First of all, unless that whole lure is metal, a lot of them are wood. Unless that or plastic.
Plastic.
He's only hoping to catch
one
like
tiny
needle's thread worth of like metal to be able to. I don't know if he's the dumbest person or the most optimistic person. Sometimes they're both.
Sometimes it's right next to each other on the cul-de-sac of thought.
Yes. He was using the magnet device.
You just go one way to get to the one house and you go the other way to get to the other house.
He was using it in an effort to find an old fishing lure he had lost. Also, imagine being one of the people in his life that he has to keep talking about this lure. Because you know that if he's gone this far looking for it. He's been talking about it.
I bought the big magnet.
Well, he's British.
No, I'll stick with this voice. Right. I like this guy.
I just imagine this guy from Wisconsin.
As soon as he leaves the house, his wife calls her sister. He's doing it again. Doing it again.
Magneting again.
He's magneting again. Mm-hmm.
Magnet.
I told you not to marry him. I told you not to marry him.
By the way, Dan, you deserve a lot of credit for that.
Magnet P.I.
Magnet P.I.
Magnet P.I. is very funny.
Effort to find an old fishing lure. He lost when he began hauling up grenade after grenade.
So you haul up one grenade and you say it's time to stop magneting.
Right.
Yeah.
But grenade after grenade, at some point you are, what's his name? Charles Bronson? Is that his name?
Two.
From which?
Death wish.
Yeah, that's Charles Bronson. Yeah.
You have a death wish.
Right.
Yeah. Williams said he realized, quote, it might be best to contact the police when he later realized.
Might be.
Two of the World War II grenades still had their pins in place. If you find one grenade, stop what you are doing.
By the way, if you find a grenade that is intact, that means that it could blow up.
Right. But if he's saying I've pulled out grenade after grenade, that means he's taking grenades he has found, setting them next to him, looking for more grenades.
There's probably more down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I imagine they go into a wicker basket like they're apples.
Yes.
100%.
That's right. Or he's got one of those like over-the-shoulder satchels.
And he's saying
out loud, I should probably stop. I can't stop.
Because I'm either going to find a grenade or a lure. Either way,
I bet my lure's underneath it.
Dan, you got to tell your story. Tell your story, Dan.
From my album, Thanks, Diane.
Which, if you don't have it, Dumb People Town fans, go get it right now. This is a great way
to support
Princeton
Flea Market, Princeton, Wisconsin. I say
the largest.
It's the largest outdoor weekly April till October flea market in the state of Wisconsin. Okay. They found their niche. It's a horrible t-shirt.
Yep.
And my brother Matt, my cousin Kenny, I'm literally doing it the exact same.
Just do it. It's a great story.
9 years old, they bought a grenade. A grenade. My mom, Diane K. Swanson, walked them back up and said, did you sell these two boys a grenade? He looked my mom in the eyes and said, it's never gone off. Is it real? It's never gone off.
That's not what you say to a mom of a nine-year-old.
No.
And by the way, that doesn't. So what?
And there was another, we won't do it here because it's sad. You know, we don't do death, animals, bad kids, mental health stuff. There was a story of, like, I think in South Carolina, North Carolina, somebody bought a grenade at a flea market and it blew up and, like, killed the kid. Yes, this just happened, like, a few weeks ago. They're called grenades.
Right.
They're called maybes.
Yeah.
And also, of course, it didn't go off because it's still a grenade. It stops being a grenade once it no longer exists.
Yeah. After it blows, it's in a bunch of pieces. Yeah. It's debris.
Yeah. He told my mom, he goes, I'm pretty sure it's a dud, which is not how you... pretty sure.
Yeah. Unless you know that it's a lighter and it looks like a grenade and it turns into a lighter for the...
Or Spice Bomb cologne, which for some reason, a great smelling cologne that comes in a grenade shape. Yes, I don't know why. Okay.
Because you want to blow up with good scents.
There's some in my bathroom right now. Okay, it smells great, guys. It's like the douchiest, best-smelling thing in the world. Stop. Okay. AKA me. The father of two. So he has two grenades with pins in them. Doesn't stop him. The father of two from Coles Hill had previously found a pair of scissors, a 5-pence coin, and a hubcap using the $20, magnet. He said, when I found the first grenade, I thought, what on earth is that? I believed it was a doorknob covered in dirt. Do not take this guy on the $10,000 pyramid.
No.
But when I had a closer look and thought, bloody hell, that's a hand grenade, then I kept pulling them up one after one. They kept coming out from the same spot. Stop. Grenade after grenade.
Stop.
I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely buzzing. And now here is a picture of this guy, and he is buzzing. He could not be happier with himself, and he has the grenade, one of them, in his hands. I'm going to bring it up on the screen. You will be able to see it, and you guys will be able to see it right
here. Oh my God.
Look at this guy. God. First of all, if you weren't already imagining a ponytail, it's there.
Yeah, he definitely... But by the way, that is a ginormous grenade.
That's your standard. He's doing like a fisherman, you know, where you hold it closer to the
thing. Holding it right up to the thing.
That looks so big.
That's how they get you.
He looks like your mom's friend, Leslie.
They don't speak anymore. Yeah. The angler said he initially took the devices home in a carrier bag. You called it, Randy Sklar.
Dude, a satchel over the shoulder.
Mailbag.
Before asking friends on Facebook what he should do. I'm just going to say blanket statement. I don't care if it's grenades. I don't care if it's gondolas. Do not ask people on Facebook what you should do. Never. I don't care what
the subject. I heard the picture blew up on Facebook.
Ooh. Oh, that's Squad Brothers. Thumbs
stop
up.
It.
A chap replied saying I should call the police or end up getting myself blown up. So I thought that might be what is best to do, he said. I'm going to ask you guys. How many grenades
should we pause?
After you give your answers. Okay, how many grenades do you think he pulled out of the water that day?
I'm going to say five.
Five grenades.
Jay, what do you think? Like 12.
12.
Yeah, I'm going to say like 15.
15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will hear what's going on with all of us, and we will find out how many grenades he pulled out of the water.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get to all the cool stuff Mike Drucker has going on, by the way, if you're not following him on Twitter, do that now. But we will get into that in a second. We want to mention a couple things on our end. If you do not have your tickets yet for
what are you doing?
Jack Black and Open Mic Eagle on Live Dumb People Town. It's going to be a great show.
February 27th, Nowhere Comedy Club, 6:30 p.m. West Coast time, 9:30 Eastern, eventbrite.com, or go to danielvankirk.com.
We got your Saturday night plans covered. You got a safe, COVID-friendly way to see a live comedy show in the comforts of your
own home. Also, Jay and I are doing stand-up on March 20th at Nowhere Comedy Club. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com.
People better go to that. Dance. And then if you want to do some hangs, I do bingo. We raise money for no-kill animal shelters, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, as well as food banks. Plus, you can win prizes and tell secrets and listen to music. We're doing a soundtrack version of bingo. All the songs will be from movie soundtracks. And then also I do pub trivia night as well as a movie night. I've never seen Casablanca. You watch it, I'll watch it, and then we'll get together and talk about it. All that stuff is at danielvankirk.com. Good people, good vibes.
Mike Drucker has a new book. It's out. I want people to get it. It's just do yourself a favor and get it, but let people know. And I love that you went through an independent press to do it too, because I like supporting. Look, we're podcasting on a podcasting network. You can't get more indie than us. So please let people know about it.
Yeah, of course. So there's this series of books called Boss Fight Books, and they're all about video games.
Yes.
The more people probably know the 33 and a third. You know those little books about individual albums?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the video game equivalent of that, where they have different authors take a book about different games, and they offered me the chance to do it, and I really love video games, so I wrote a book about this horror game called Silent Hill 2.
I mean, you are slow playing Silent Hill 2. This movie, that game is a, I'll say it, cover the kids, it's a mind fuck.
I would
put it way above Resident Evil Code Veronica.
Yes, I agree. I agree because I had to write a book about it. So I had to play it like 8 to 10 times.
Wow.
And like record myself and take thorough notes. Yeah. And like, because the game also has a lot of different endings. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like
this is PlayStation
it to,
2, right?
To experience it.
2001, 2002?
2001.
Okay.
It came out, I want to say, October 2001, which was a very weird time for anything to come out.
Yeah, they're like, we're just after 9/11. Let's do something horror-based.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you want to escape. I went into Blockbuster seeing if anybody had brought back Silent Hill 2.
It's a great game. It's still great, and it still holds up. So I wrote a whole book about it, and it's the history of it and sort of a look at how the characters fit into the story and how the story fits into the gameplay and a little bit of my personal experience with it.
Do they allow you to be funny?
It's a very short book.
Is it funny?
It is funny.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that I got jokes in it without ruining it.
Great.
The first draft was like all jokes, but then I realized that I was trying very hard to try too hard.
Yeah. Right.
So then I like made it a normal book that was funny.
That's great.
Great.
That's awesome. And I'm sure even when you're like, I wish I still had more, like people will read it and it's like, it's never what you think it is. Like you have your vision of what it was with all the jokes in it. People are going to read it and be like, this is a funny book.
Right. Yeah.
Fascinating.
I'm 100% going to read this book.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's available on Kindle from Amazon. You can also buy it from the publisher, physical or digital, bossfightbooks.com. Please support the indie publisher because they get all the money versus split it with Amazon.
Gotcha.
Awesome.
People should do
it. Do that.
All right, before the break, I asked you guys how many grenades did our friend pull out of the water?
The Magnet Fisherman. By the way, so here's my question.
Magnet P.I.
Magnet P.I. is so good. But the idea that people noodle, which you know that's like they go in the water and then with their hands reach into the mud and pull catfish out. So that's one way of fishing that I didn't know existed until maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, magnet fishing is another thing. I feel like that could be a fishing, non-fishing fishing show.
Yes.
Right? Magnet fishing on
like the History Channel.
Right. 100%.
Yeah. Or, oh, yeah, totally. Like, we found a car. Right. Like, and it'll be all
so,
that stuff.
Okay, so if you magnet fit, okay, I'm going to pitch this show, Mike. Let's figure this out right now. Magnet right. fishing, on. Okay, where it's half magnet fishing and half Antiques Roadshow. So it's kind of like you get the pawn shop people, yes. whoever's out
this
there.
This is like Storage Wars.
Yes.
Right.
Or it's yes. like it American Pickers.
If you tried to pitch this, it would probably sell right? as a show. Ooh. And then you would have to do it.
Right.
Oh my God.
Magnet no. Fishers. Magnet Fishers, or you could call it Catfishers, and all the guys who are fishing, we trick them into thinking they're fishing for things, and they pull up,
exactly.
Pull up grenades.
Okay.
Okay. We call it Love Attraction. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. How many? What did you guys all guess?
I said 12.
I
grenades.
Said 15, and you said,
I said five.
Okay. Mike said
five. The price is writing it. I'm going a bit low.
That Che Williams pulled out of the water and then put in his little satchel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The number is 19.
Whoa!
What?
19 grenades.
So okay, let's back talk. 19 let's back
World
talk
War
this.
II grenades.
Yeah, like let's back talk this. How do 19 World War II grenades just get dumped into the Thames River?
I don't know.
Like, why? Under what circumstances were like, this is a good thing. Let's just get rid of them and dump them here.
Someone who yeah. really wanted to forget World War II from their exactly. life.
Or like some like soldier like accidentally did it. It was like, I don't know what happened to them. They're yeah. gone. Yeah. And just moved on.
Or it was like a Shawshank Redemption thing where it's like the grenades are falling out the bottom of his pant leg just into the river.
Yeah, little by little.
One grenade, like 19
He's
of
trying
them.
To demilitarize right. the UK little That's by right. little. Yeah. One
in
there.
Wouldn't you be afraid that if it dropped in, it would explode?
The grenade. Yeah, the grenades with pins, though, were x-rayed and thankfully found to contain no explosives or a detonator, even though wow. they had the pins.
Wow.
Mr. Williams says he was disappointed he will not get to keep his unusual haul since the wartime artifacts will now be destroyed by the bomb squad. If they've already had all the everything taken out of them, why would they just destroy them? I don't know.
Because bomb squads like to destroy stuff. Yeah, if you work on a bomb squad, you're not there to just do nothing.
You brought us down here.
Yeah,
right?
we showed up.
I also assume there's some element of prevention of being like, if you find a bomb, we blow it up ourselves. You do not get to keep the bomb.
That's right.
Because I'm sure like people would be like, I'm going to go magnet fishing for bombs.
It's like, no.
No.
Right.
No. Yeah, you don't win even if you win. Yeah. And if you lose, you lose
You
bad.
Lose big time.
You lose a hand.
Mr. Williams says he's disappointed. He added, the bomb squad x-rayed them and said they're safe. We knew that. He said they're going to dispose of them. I won't be getting them back. I'm really disappointed because I was told they were all from World War II and I thought I could get how much for them? How much do you guys think we'll do? Wow. We'll do one more
that
after
he
this
thought he could get?
Yes. Yeah.
10,000 pounds.
10,000
pounds. 10,000 pounds. I love that you put it in British yeah, money. All right, Jay, what do you think?
20,000 pounds.
20,000 pounds.
I'm going to go right in
this conversion.
I'm going to go right in the. Oh, let's do dollars. Let's do dollars. You say $10,000 is about.
$10,000
is $13,600 bucks.
All right, so 13,600. Jay, what did you say?
20,000.
That's $27,300.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows listening, I'm doing this in my head. I know the conversion.
Dan, I'm going to say $20,000. So somewhere in the neighborhood of 16,000 pounds.
Yeah, I would put it. It's actually 16.2.
Okay. I do a lot of math with my kids.
He thought he was going to get $205 for these things. What are you scrapping? It's God. A
so you're really
19 World War II artifacts. You're getting more than $200.
Call up Ken Burns.
I know.
205.
Yeah.
205.
What does that get you nowadays?
I don't. $205.
$205.
I don't know.
Like, a room in Vegas. Well, maybe. I mean, right now you get you four rooms, yeah, but we get our world back.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
One of those grenades didn't really have a pin in it. That was the lure had like found its way wedged in.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Exactly. They said they were all deemed safe. They could have been taken away to be disposed of. He wishes he could keep them. All right, we'll get out of here on this final thing. But, if you're a Patreon though person, stick around because. Mike's got his own little dumb story from his life that we'll get to hear about. Mm-hmm. And we'll also get to remind you to get his book. Because how old do you think Che Williams is?
We saw him.
We
saw him.
We can bring him right back up. You guys can get another look at him, okay. Which means you know it's deceiving.
Yeah.
How old do you think he is?
Oh, no.
Yep. See, looks are deceiving. Now you've got more information that you need, Mike.
Yeah.
You can go last if you want. We can make these boys go first.
I
want
to go last. I'm
Jay,
sorry.
You ready?
I'm just reminded of Drake Sather's old joke. When I think of my grandmother, three words come to mind. What a lesbian.
Okay.
God, this dude. I'm going to say.
You know what he's doing. He's looking for a lure.
41.
41 years old. Okay.
I think he's 38.
38 years old.
I'm gonna actually guess he's a young weirdo nerd. I'm gonna say 29.
Okay. 29 years old.
Yeah.
With a lot of damage to him.
One of you is only 1 year off.
Okay, so now
you can't, everybody has the option to go up or down a year and change their number. I would recommend you do it.
Yeah, you should just
because everybody knows they're not right.
I say 39.
Okay.
42.
Okay.
28. I'll go down.
Okay. All right.
He definitely looks like, I agree with you, Mike. He definitely looks like he's going to look like he's the exact same age for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
exactly.
So let's get that out there.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Trey Williams, 19 grenades, 0 lures, is 42 years old.
Yeah! And I made the right call. Oh my God.
Look at
that's
that.
So good.
That's a mini story, my friend.
That's a mini story. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining. Pick up Mike's book.
Mm-hmm.
Join our Patreon, and you'll be able to hear these ultra awesome extra stories. That's the only way to do it. We give you lots of extra content on that
again,
as well.
Again, that's Boss Fight Book, Silent Hill 2.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Stop and Audio, a podcast network.